Anytime you mention the name Bill Hillgrove, people have a couple of reactions. Hey, Bill, what'd you think about the Steelers? Or what about them Panthers? Bill Hillgrove also has a direct connection to the history of this radio station. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. This coming Saturday, we are going to celebrate the 150th birthday of the great Frank Conrad, who was, of course, one of the pioneers of not only KDKA, but of the broadcasting industry. And we're going to do it at the Wilkinsburg train station. They've been kind enough to loan us a property for what's going to amount to a fundraiser so that we can get the National Museum of Broadcasting started. We're in the process of buying a building down in Turtle Creek, actually in East Pittsburgh, but, you know, near the old Westinghouse plant. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. And some members of the Conrad family are coming into town for that celebration.
And his grandson is a famous actor.
David Conrad.
It's hard to frame how important the work that, you know, Frank Conrad did as a Westinghouse engineer to really ignite radio and broadcasting around the world. I wonder if he knew how much of an impact he had in this in the world, because some people have said the invention of radio was one of, if not the most technologically advancing humanity in history.
If it wasn't for Frank Conrad, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking to you on my cell phone. And, you know, the broadcast industry led to the internet, to the, you know, cell phones, to wireless communication. I mean, he was truly a pioneer.
Bill, when the museum opens, what will a visitor find inside?
Well, first of all, outside, we hope to have the Conrad Garage rebuilt. That's where the famous Harding Cox election broadcast took place. In November of 1920, and that, they say, was the first, broadcasting threshold crosser. And, I go back to my late mother-in-law, Alice Sapienza Donnelly, who threatened to stand in front of the bulldozer when they tried to knock down the Conrad Garage in Wilkinsburg. And she saved it, and we preserved it, and we hope to, you know, rebuild it on location of that Museum of Broadcasting, which is a stone's throw from the old K building where the first broadcast actually took place. So, this is all very, very heady stuff, if we can call it that. And but, you know, we're taking this lifelong dream of not only my late mother-in-law, but a lot of us, including Susie Barber and Ron Klink and, our board, who is hoping to put this museum together so that people can, kind of get a feel for where this all started. We have a bunch of old radio and vacuum tubes and, you know, crystal sets. And we also have a collection of things that I think not only the public would be interested in, but it's also going to be an educational process where students can, study the beginnings of broadcasting.
I think it's so tremendous, and I see Jack Bogut on the list of dignitaries, and the fact that Jack on this radio station, you know, in the late 60s for 15 years, and then John Signet for 18, myself now 23, and before that was Reach Cording. That goes all the way back to the 50s, but so proud to be associated with the first commercial radio station in the world. I remember your mother-in-law. She was an amazing immigrant woman that wrote a book too, right, Bill, about that process of immigrating?
About her family's immigrating through Ellis Island into this country, and it's called Beyond the Golden Door. And it's not only something that an Italian family could appreciate, but anybody who's ever come to this country fulfill their lifelong dream of freedom and a better way of life, they would enjoy this book as well. But I'm so excited about this. This is going to be so much fun, and hopefully we'll raise a few bucks for the Museum of Broadcasting so that we can buy this building and then move forward. But we're so close to the reality of this museum that It's exhilarating.
Bill, when does it start, the fundraiser, and what's going to be happening during the fundraiser?
All right, 1 o'clock at the Wilkinsburg train station. It's free. We will have some baskets that you can bid on, including a cruise with Captain Billy on Conneaut Lake and lunch for four at the Iroquois Club.
That would be the Captain Bill Hill.
That's right.
And then we're going to have a panel, and Bogut's on the panel. Sally Wiggin, Bill Flanagan. You know, it's going to be a real interesting, exchange of words by people who are veterans in the broadcast field. And the fact that the Conrad family will have representation there is just, it's so, so fantastic. I have trouble pulling up words to describe it. And when's the last time I had trouble pulling up words?
Never. By the way, you can go to NMBPITT, NMBPITT.org. Get a lot of information and details about what we're trying to do. You guys have done an amazing job. And obviously, we're all in to find support to make this a reality, Bill. But I want people in Pittsburgh that don't know the significance of this man, Dr. Frank Conrad. So it's I'm just curious why your mother-in-law became so passionate about saving this history.
Well, she was a student of history. And when she learned of the value of the Conrad Garage, and it was actually behind the old Wilkinsburg Elks, and that was part of his home in Wilkinsburg. That was demolished, but she saved the building, and we have it on pallets, and we can't wait to reconstruct it. So, that'll be kind of like the hallmark of what we're trying to do.
That reminds me, that image of Tiananmen Square in China, that guy standing in front of the tank, your mother-in-law standing in front of the bulldozer. All right, again, please go to nmbpitt.org and check it out. I'm so excited about this opportunity this Saturday. While we got you, Bill, you will not be doing play-by-play for Steelers football, though I know your heart and soul is certainly following the team and the draft and all these things. You have to be going, wow, you'd have to learn a whole bunch of new names.
Oh, boy, it's a new world, that's for sure, but I love the Steelers draft. And my change now will go from being on the air to yelling at the TV set. But I'll still be a fan, and I'll be clad in black and gold on game days. And if on a Sunday afternoon in September and October there is no game, I'll be on the float boat at Conneaut Lake watching the leaves change.
Hey, Bill, I wanted to congratulate you on your outstanding performance as a play-by-play man, especially for the Steelers, but also to say how pleased I am you're going to be calling the games for Pitt still.
Yeah, I'll have half a weekend left, and that was part of the thinking. And, it's time to smell some roses, and no better time than now.
Amen, brother. And what an honor and joy it is to work with you, and looking forward to the Pitt season, too. And by the way, congratulations, the Lindsey Nelson Award. You're getting a lot of awards are coming at you, too, now. Well-deserved.
That must mean I'm getting old.
Well, I love your enthusiasm and passion for the history of KDKA, too. So thank you, Billy. Have a great time Saturday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
The great Bill Hillgrove on KDKA. That sounds really good.